من لازم میدونم با امت مسلمان سفارش بکنم، سعی کنید این چهره های عزیز و ناشناخته را بهتر بشناسید.
امام موسی صدر was the son of Ayatollah Sadreddin Sadr, one of the مراجع این قوم and the successor of Ayatollah Sheikh عبدالکریم خیری یزدی. He was born on June 3, 1928 in قوم. After finishing his studies in theology at the Hoza, he entered law school at Tehran University. He graduated with a degree in economics in 1950. He then traveled to Najaf to continue his studies in religious sciences. He spent 7 years there and became a member of a well-known association and started teaching Islamic principles and jurisprudence along with philosophy at the Hoza in Najaf. At that time, he traveled to Lebanon and had a meeting with the leader of Lebanese Shias, Ayatollah Sharafeddin. After his meeting, he was invited by Ayatollah Sharafeddin to live in Lebanon. In the winter of 1959, Sayyid Musa returned to Iran and along with some of the other scholars, he became the editor of the first publication of Hoza entitled Lessons from an Islamic School. He left Iran to live in Lebanon in 1960 and there he chose to live in Tyre, and by trying tirelessly, he could have an impact on the socio-political realm of the society. When he first entered Lebanon, everybody was saying that the young Sharafeddin is with us now. Not long after that, many Lebanese started to call Sayyid Musa Imam Musa Sadr. In 1978, during his meeting with the leaders of Arab countries like Saudi Arabia and Syria, he talked about the importance of the Islamic Revolution of Iran, which was in progress, and its victory in the near future, and he invited them to form an association in alliance with the revolution. In August 1978, and a week before his disappearance, he wrote an article named Call of the Prophets for Le Monde magazine and introduced Imam Khomeini as the only leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran.
آقای صدر در ایران متولد شده است و ایرانی است و با من سوابق زیاد دارد.
On 8th of August 1978, following the invitation of Muammar Gaddafi, Imam Musa Sadr went to Libya, and after 6 days, he was kidnapped. There is a lot of proof showing that Imam Musa Sadr may still be alive, and that he has been in prison since then.